Glad you're with us, everyone. I'm Catherine Calloway at the CNN Center in Atlanta with a look at what's happening now in the news. We're following a story out of Magnolia, Texas, that we have seen develop throughout the last hour. It is where a news helicopter from our Houston affiliate, KTRK, has gone down in a heavily wooded area there. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office has confirmed for us that the pilot and the photographer on board did not survive this crash. The crew was heading to a scene of a shooting at the time, but there is no word yet on what may have caused the helicopter to go down. A strong start to the week for investors around the world. In the U.S., stocks on Wall Street surged this morning. The Dow gained more than 400 points in the first few minutes. Stocks also performed well overseas. Hong Kong closed up 10%. European markets are trading in positive territory this afternoon. The U.S. has removed North Korea from its list of countries that it says sponsors terrorism. And in return, North Korea agrees to dismantle its nuclear program and reveal its nuclear secrets. It will allow inspections of its nuclear sites. Critics say the decision rewards North Korea's bad behavior. Even with these new developments, North Korea is still subject to sanctions for things like human rights violations and for testing a nuclear device. Wells Fargo and Wachovia now have the go-ahead on their merger with the blessing of the Federal Reserve Board. Citigroup had been competing with Wells Fargo for the right to buy Wachovia, but it gave up last week. Wachovia says for now the deal will not bring any changes to customer accounts or services. The buyout must still be approved by Wells Fargo shareholders. Good news for anyone traveling this Columbus Day. AAA reporting the new national average for gasoline way down to $3.21 a gallon. It is the 26th day in a row that gas prices have dropped. And those are the headlines for you right now. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and other news of the day.